Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Porter moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball four. Campaneris moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Jean Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Bando moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball four. Williams scores. Bando moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Athletics, 1. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bando scores. Tenarche moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Tenarche scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, North hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ten Arche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Garner reaches second base with a double. Holt moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bebakwa moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount throws to second for 1, and Sheldon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Washington moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. There goes Washington. The throw from Porter and Washington is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, North bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheldon for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Gene Tenarche. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Don Money pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.